Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. We're talking about the curses and the blessings, primarily about the curses because these are the things that make you sick, and how we open the door to these curses and how we close the doors to these curses. So now let's come to the Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we research and study your word again, Lord, we ask you to reveal to us the truth of the word of God so we can walk in obedience to your word. So we don't open no doors to the devil, so we can walk in divine health. I praise you and thank you now as the word goes out today. Reveal it to your people. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we're down here on one of these basic rules that we've got here. And you must remember that where sin remains, the curse remains. It's kind of like a person that goes out here and robs a store. If he doesn't repent of that, he's going to get caught eventually. If he continues to do those kind of sins, he will get caught and he will go to prison. Now then, if you want to stay out of prison, all you got to do is not steal, not break the rules. But in the spiritual realm, there's no difference. Sin, wherever it is, where sin remains, the curse remains. Because the Lord told us clearly what would happen in 2 Chronicles 7. He says in verse 13, he says, "If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send a pestilence among my people." Now, these are the things he's saying he will do if we don't obey him. But then, however, in this magnificent verse of 2 Chronicles 7:14, however, through repentance, new blessings will come. So all we've got to do is repent and get rid of this, because the Lord says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and turn, or seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and then will I forgive their sin, and then will I heal their land. All it would take is for all of us Christians to repent of all the things we've been doing wrong since we got saved, because once we got saved and accepted Jesus, he cleaned us up and washed us and washed away all of our sins. So there was no sin in our life at this point. But from that day forth, we need to keep our robe white and clean and pure. We need to not get dirty spots all over it with sin. But unfortunately, we don't know this, so we continue to live in sin. But we need to turn now and come back. Now then, one of the things you've got to know is demons, they have inroads where sin remains. A curse can only end when the sin behind it is confessed and forsaken and God's forgiveness obtained. Because as long as you're living in that sin, that devil has legal right to you. And that devil will come to steal, kill, and to destroy. That's what he comes to do. That's what God designed him to do. That was his job. All things were made by the Lord. Nothing exists except it was made by him and for him. So he made the devil and his demons. He knows where they are. He's limited them to certain things. But anyway, he's told us all through the Word of God about these fellows. Now then, the power of a curse is demonic. Now, many people don't believe in demons. Well, let me tell you, demons are very real. They're very real. God pronounces a curse. Only God can pronounce a curse. And Satan and his demons are the instruments that carry it out. They carry it out, and to express it another way, when a curse is imposed, God lifts his restraining hand and the devil is permitted to attack you. The devil would love to attack you any time, but he can't. He's restrained by God. But when you sin, the curse comes. God withholds his restraining order, and whenever he pulls away, then the devil has legal right to attack you. And as soon as God moves, the devil will absolutely move. He's waiting to get you. Now then, I'm going to read something to you here out of Genesis. Again, returning to Genesis 3:14, we find the enmity that God put between the serpent and man through his curse upon them both. He, the seed of the woman, will crush his head, and you, the serpent, will strike his heel. Thus it was man's sin that gave power to the serpent, the devil, to strike man's heel. Now, when our wonderful Lord Jesus took our sins upon himself, the serpent was able to strike the seed of woman, but Jesus crushed his head. The cross and the resurrection of Jesus provided for us deliverance from the curse. What a privilege, because until Christ came, there was no redemption from the curse. When we sin, we had to pay the price. I think about David, a man after God's own heart, a man that had a house full of beautiful wives, but yet one night he's standing out on the porch, upstairs porch, looking down, and there is a beautiful woman down there, a wife of another man, taking a shower. He was able to see her taking that bath. Immediately, I can just see the enemy working on his mind. Although he had more wives than he knew what to do with. And I'm sure they were all beautiful ladies. Because he was a king. He didn't just have any lady. He had beautiful ladies. And he had a house full of them. But here he is looking down on another one. And he desired her. So he had her come to his bedroom. And he lay with her and had sex with her. And it happened to be the wrong time of the month. And that woman conceived a child that night. When he found out she was pregnant, he called to the military field, the army, where her husband was working for him, and had him come in and supposedly thought he would go home to lay with his wife. But the man wouldn't do it. He said, "I will not do this with my men out on the battlefield. I will not do this." So David even got him drunk the next night to try to get him to go home to his wife. And he wouldn't go home to her then. So David sent a letter with him back to the front lines and told the general to put Uriah the Hittite on the front lines where the fighting was the hottest. And, of course, Uriah was killed. So David's not only guilty of adultery, but he's guilty of murder. He planned to kill this man. Well, God holds him accountable. God was very angry with David because he gave place to his enemies. What does he mean when he made that statement? It meant that David, through his sin, had brought the curse upon him, and he had opened the door, and the devil had legal right to come in. And now then, Bathsheba, when she brought that baby into the world, that devil attacked that baby, and that baby died. David prayed and prayed, but it didn't do any good. And the baby died. Not only did that baby die, but the curse was spoken over David that his wives would be raped before everybody to see, and that his children would kill each other and rape each other, all because of David's sin. Because David had opened the door to the demonic world, and then the devil was able to come in and deceive other people in the city where his wives would be raped in the sunlight for everybody to see, and then the demons were able to come into his children to cause his children to do devastating things one for another. Jealousy, anger, rage, murder, and rape, and everything happened to his family. God was very angry because David had opened the door. You reckon one night with a beautiful woman in a bed with her was worth all of that? I think not. It doesn't make any difference what you do. Think about what you do. When you do these kind of things, there is not one single man or woman in the world that you could have a one-night stand with that would be worth that kind of evil coming into your family. Even if you had a multiple-night stand with someone like that, it wouldn't be worth it. Think about what you're doing when you sin. Don't open the door to that devil. When you open the door to the devil, he loves it, and God hates it. But this is what we're doing. And we're doing it over and over and over. Then in Genesis chapter 4, verse 6 and on, it says we read about Cain and Abel, the sons of Adam and Eve. Cain became jealous and angry because God accepted Abel's blood sacrifice and he rejected his own fruit sacrifice. God saw Cain's jealous anger and he warned him. Look at this verse in Genesis 4, 6. And God said unto Cain, why are you angry? And why is your countenance fallen or your face downcast? If you do well or what is right, shall thou not be accepted? And if you doeth not well, sin lies at your door. And unto you shall be his desire. In other words, it desires to have you, and it shall rule over you. In other words, you must master this sin. Well, let me tell you, today, we have to do the same thing. There's no difference. Sin personified was crouching at Cain's door. It's crouching at your door. It was like a ferocious beast waiting for an opportunity to spring in through the sin door of his life. Unless he repented and obeyed God, the evil spirit would get in just like a dog or a cat waiting to come into the house. All you need to do is just barely open the door to sin, and in these demons come. This is a picture of Cain's situation, and our sin personified, a devil's emissary. It waits for an opening to leap in with a curse. All he needs is for the sin door to be opened. This is why we are told what to do in Ephesians 4. Today, all you have to do as a child of God is meditate on sin. You don't even have to commit the act. As a son or daughter of the King of the universe, to open the sin door, all you have to do is meditate on sin. You don't have to commit the act. You just have to think about it. If you dwell on it in your mind and your heart, you will open the door to that demon and he will come into your heart. He will come in and possess you or take control of your life. Now, a demon cannot totally possess the being of a Christian. He cannot get into your spirit, because that's the part that's filled, that's the new creature, that's the part that's the Holy Spirit's living in, and the devil can't get in that part. But he can certainly get inside of your soul and your body.
We have to stop right there today, but if you'd like the teachings in its entirety, call us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these teachings in their entirety, free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus is Lord.